This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
By the way, tell me when those guys have that quarterback thing ready. I want to show this to our audience. There's a little debate on the internet today that's pretty fun. And the advantage to having been a sports fan since I was like 1972 was the first year I remember watching sports. The Washington football team won the Super Bowl, was in the Super Bowl against Miami. I remember watching it. And I remember watching the Lakers against the Portland Trail Blazers from my bunk bed in 1972. So that's the first, I was 8 years old. So I've seen so many players. So there's this thing on the internet today where they give you 5 great quarterbacks, Brady, Manning, Favre, Elway, Joe Montana, and Breeze, and you have to cut 2 of them.
Right.
And it's funny to hear all the young Sparkies out there, cut Elway. I'm like, nah, bruh. Why don't you sit this one out? Let Uncle Colin tell you how good Elway was. Elway was the first quarterback who had a huge arm and could run. Like, we had big arm guys, and then we had guys like Fran Tarkenton who ran around. Elway was the first guy that had the best arm in the league, and he was the most mobile guy in the league simultaneously, and he was a baseball star. The Yankees wanted him. So he was so before his – I always tell the Elway story. So you're not cutting Elway.
Right.
I would cut Favre and Breeze. You're not cutting Joe Cool.
Well, I mean, to remove all nuance from the conversation, wouldn't you just pick the quarterbacks that have won more than one Super Bowl?
There you go. Now that could be it. Yes, that's certainly part of
it. So then it's Breeze and Favre.
Yeah, but many people say, listen, winning is not a quarterback stat. I think it's more than you think. But Breeze has the weakest arm of these guys. He didn't have the big over-the-top arm. The rest of them, Joe Montana, the rest of them had better arms. And I also think Breeze is a little smaller. He wasn't super mobile. And Favre, let's be honest about it, he played kind of a gunslinger style. He had a lot of picks. He had a lot of mistakes. He was easy to root for, but he lost so many big games because of his style. So Favre and Breeze are out. And by the way, they're top 10 guys ever to me. But
Well, I mean, that's how the game goes. You got to make a decision.
I always tell the Elway story. The first NFL game I went to was Seahawks-Denver Broncos. I sat in the third deck, first row. And Elway came out with his football pants on, no helmet, and a half-white shirt, which was big, apparently, in the, like, 80s. And Elway was at the Kingdom, and there used to be a big Seahawk helmet as a logo, like, enormous. And I'm a little kid, and I'm watching Elway. And at that point, you didn't have the red zone. You didn't have all these cable TV and stuff. So, like, you didn't get to see Elway play unless he was, like, in the playoffs. I got Seahawk games. Elway, but you heard about him. I know he played at Stanford. I was a Pac-12 fan. Midfield, he sat at midfield, and he was throwing balls to the pylon in the end zone, front of the end zone. And it was like a golfer with a great wedge. And he was just, Elway was just flicking his wrist. And the ball would go 50 yards. And sometimes it would hit the pylon. It would come within a foot of the pylon. And the ease in which he threw the ball 50 yards. So the Seahawks had Jim Zorn as a quarterback. And I love Jim Zorn, but Jim was more a runaround guy. He was like a left-handed Elway without quite the talent. But Elway would just grab the ball and just go, boo, boo. And it's like 50 yards. It's like, what? You got to wind up to throw 50 yards. And Elway, when he would throw a deep ball, it was a rope. He would never throw the lollipop Russell Wilson. He would throw 62 yards in the air, and it was a rope. I mean, so you're not cutting Elway from that, okay? That's just the end of the discussion. Jeez. Hey, Greg Jennings is joining us. 10 years, Super Bowls, Pro Bowls. You're too young. You don't even remember Elway, do you? Do you remember Elway?
I do. He's the original Brett Favre, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You said it right.
Yeah, he would throw a deep ball, and it'd be about a foot and a half off the ground. It would be just a clothesline for 59 yards down the field. So it is interesting. You know, I was defending Aaron Rodgers earlier. I said he's 21-5 or whatever he is against the Bears. You have a right to be cocky and funny and jam it in their face. Your whole career, you dominated the Bears for almost all of it. Do you think it aggravated Chicago? Could you sense when you played them that you guys always had the star quarterback? You almost won every time you played them. Were the games, did they feel like a rivalry or not because you crushed them every time?
They did feel like a rivalry because no matter what the score was, it was almost as if we could never really just run away with the game. I remember one game we were up, I don't know, 28 at Lambeau, and they ended up coming back and made it a close game. We had some fumbles. But for us, it was always about the quarterback. We always had the X factor under center, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And they've never had the X factor under center. Now, we'll see what Justin Fields ends up eventually being throughout his career. But that's why it's definitely a great rivalry. But the dominance started when Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers started to take on who they were as their identity as quarterbacks in this league. And the rest is history.
Yeah. So we were talking during the break about Mahomes. People forget Dan Marino's best year was year two in the league. Year one, he got to a Super Bowl, never got back. Year two, he threw for 5,000 yards, never duplicated it. And when Mahomes throws for 50 touchdowns, everybody lined up and they thought he was going to duplicate it. And you were telling me during the break, you don't think he'll ever get to 50 touchdowns a year again.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't. And here's why we all immediately, oh my gosh, Patrick Mahomes, he's just set the bar so high so early. But when you look at the talent that was around him and that is around him, it's very similar to what he had that year. And so for him to have not come close again, it's just going – for me, it starts to play on a guy's ability to kind of reboot. And this is why Tom Brady was always so great. When you look at Peyton Manning, he's the only quarterback that has 50 and 49 touchdowns in his career.
Yep.
Everyone else, Aaron Rodgers' best year of throwing touchdowns, and he has thrown hundreds of them, was last year. Tom Brady, his best year, 50, was with Randy Moss. Like, it is so hard to throw 50 touchdowns and few interceptions. Like, I just don't see Patrick Mahomes with having that gunslinger mentality. He's going to now, as a veteran player, make more mistakes and be more prone to take more risks than anything. Where when he was a younger player, and he's still young, but when he was year two, which was really his rookie year, he was very coachable. He was going to do everything. He was going to go through progressions.
Right.
He wasn't going to get out. He was going to use his legs secondarily versus primarily. And so that's why I feel like it's not a knock on him, but he's just not going to – that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, people forget about this. Like, all of a sudden you – now, he's only a $7 million cap hit this year. So next year he could be a $25 million and then 30 and 30. And they'll work around his contract. But the reality is you're more expensive. So you may not be able to get that great slot receiver you wanted. Also, sometimes you just get a bad break. Like tonight, Adam Thielen's not available for the Vikings. And it's like you lose a guy, an injured player. So this, you know, it's funny. People forget this. He had 50 touchdowns. The following year they went to the Super Bowl, he had 26. And they got to the Super Bowl. So it's like it's a lot, yes, of, it's a lot of luck. It's a lot of injuries. How bad is your division? All that stuff. So tonight is Steelers-Vikings. And you live in Minneapolis. In some sort of a state with multiple levels. That's not the point. The point is this. You know, you live there. You can hear sports radio. You watch the local sportscasters. You know the heart. You have to live in a city to really understand the personality of it and what people are saying. And people are very nice in Minnesota, so they're probably not screaming or yelling like New York or whatever. But if Mike Zimmer loses tonight, my takeaway is they will make a decision upstairs. The league is veering into offensive coaches. You can't blame Kirk Cousins. You're locked into him, and he's having a good year. That I think tonight for Zimmer, if they lose, I do think people upstairs are going to be like, he's not loved by the players. What are fans – and I think that stuff matters, Greg. What are people,
it matters.
What are people saying in Minneapolis about Zimmer's future?
It's for me, it's not even so much what people are saying. It's what – former players have said and what current players are starting to mumble. It's the Zimmer has lost that connection to the players.
Yep.
Like when you start to lose that, and Zimmer's a very prideful individual. So when you listen to him in his press conferences, and last week, prime example, when it falls on the defense, he takes that extremely personal, and as he should. But it's starting to happen over and over and over and over again. And he's also a coach that I've experienced personally, Colin, where he has called out his offensive play callers and made sure that they knew they better right the ship or else. And so now you better right the ship or else. Too many of these losses are coming down to defensive kind of just debacles at the end of the game and then 2 minute situation. So it's going to fall on him. A lot of you hit the nail on the head. Minnesota, the mantra is the Minnesota Nice. So people are treading lightly, but the Zim talk is definitely, his seat is definitely a little hotter than what people believe.
Yeah, no, I think it is. You know, it is, Justin Jefferson's a remarkable player. There's so many good receivers in this league. Tell me why. I mean, my eyes can see why he's good, but there's so many great young receivers. To you, what separates Justin Jefferson? Because most people are saying he's the best young receiver.
His route running ability, his ability to make contested catches. I think he's underrated in that regard. And his just ability to understand how to get open. And the reason why I say that, because as a young receiver, when you understand how to get open, all your skill sets, all your intangibles, they only can become even highlighted. They only magnify as you continue to gain experience.
Right.
And this is year two. And he's been without Adam Thielen. Even last year, Adam Thielen missed time. And this kid still was a star. And so you see that happening even in year two when we see players go through that sophomore slump. He has completely ran through that sophomore slump. Like, no, I'm a guy. And in my opinion, watching receivers across the National Football League and being one for as long as I was, he's top five, maybe top four or three right now.
Yeah. The route running thing's funny. Fans never embrace that. They like when you can catch in crowds. They like when you can run. But when you can get a young receiver that knows the route tree, that's my knock on DK Metcalf. I think he's really talented. I don't know if he's running great routes. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain guys that run they run two routes and that's it. And by the way, how many routes are there in a route tree? Top of your head.
So it's a 0 through 9.
Okay, what was your best route?
A slant. Which, when you think about critical moments of a game and you need a catch, the reason why route running is so important in the National Football League, as well as understanding how to get open, is because if you can create separation at the line of scrimmage, which he is one of the best. When we talk about separation at the line of scrimmage, you talk about Devontae Adams pretty much in a league of his own. Well, Justin Jefferson is becoming one of those guys that we got to start talking about when we talk about releases. But a slant, he gets open on every single route.
What was your worst route?
I didn't have a worst route. Colin, come I'm on. A receiver, man.
Come on. No. I thought you're...
Come on, Joy. Like, what kind of question is that? Yeah,
I thought you guys are icing, not cake.
Yeah,
remember?
The seam route was a little... I don't know. I didn't love it. But.
That's like me asking you what day of the week is the worst for Colin as far as a radio host, a TV radio host.
You could say, what's my worst sport? And I would say hockey. I don't know hockey. That's my best. That's my worst route. Hockey talk.
But you can avoid it.
That's true.
You're in charge.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you know it. That's right. Greg Jennings, good seeing you, buddy.
Take care.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, Joey with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, time for some hockey talk.
What happened?
Just kidding. Ezekiel Elliott, that's not just a hockey, but just wanted to catch Colin off guard. Ezekiel Elliott has been playing through a knee injury this season, though it hasn't caused him to miss any games yet. He says he's not 100%, but you have to drag him off the field to quit playing. He got an MRI after last week's win over the Saints, which showed the knee is healing, actually.
Yeah.
And it's going in the right direction, so that's good news. He was a full participant in practice on Wednesday and is going to play Sunday against Washington.
You can give him 8 carries, though, because Tony Pollard can get 16 carries, so they're in a good space.
Well, that's kind of been the question with the Cowboys as it pertains to the two of them. Who should be getting more carries? Who should have the bigger role? Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott is compensated at a much higher level, so there is some pressure.
I think he's Tony name. Pollard is now the best. Is he the best number two back in the league?
Well, is he the number two back for Dallas? Well, like, should he be the number two back?
Well,
Zeke
now
hasn't rushed for more than 50 yards in the last 4 games and only has 2 games over 100 yards this season. I don't think that it should change, but he has been dealing with an injury. Maybe it's okay for Tony Pollard to have more carries.
They're in a very interesting situation because when Pollard goes to the market, somebody's going to pay Tony Pollard. He's an explosive back, and you can't pay two backs big money. So Dallas can't keep Pollard. At some point, you can't. You can't pay your quarterback, your receivers, your backs, and your left tackle. Like that, you got to put some money on the defensive side. So Dallas in a little bit of... The bottom line is, this should be a really good year. Like, you got to strike when the iron's hot. And, like, right now you're not paying Tony Pollard or Micah Parsons or Trayvon Diggs. It's essential you start winning now because those guys are going to be real expensive in about 2 years.
Well, they rank sixth in rushing yards per game this season. Washington is 2 games behind Dallas in the NFC East. The Cowboys are favored by 4 against them, according to Fox Bet, this weekend. But they still have to play them twice. So Washington's remaining games are all against the NFC East. So they really control their own destiny. They play the Cowboys, and they're at the Eagles. Then they're at the Cowboys. Then the Eagles at home, and then at the Giants. So Washington's been hot right now. Everyone's asking if Taylor Heineke's the guy, and they seem to have gotten things on track. Well, they control the rest of their season. 4 of the Cowboys' remaining games are against the NFC East, as we've talked about. All the divisional games are stacked now at the end of the season. So we're going to talk about a player that you don't discuss anymore. The Browns haven't quite lived up to the very high preseason expectations that they had for them this year. They're sitting at 6-6 coming out of their bye. And Baker Mayfield is ready to lock in and make a final push for the playoffs.
Well, that's nice. Very nice.
Everything that we can accomplish is still in front of us. So if we handle it correctly, that'll happen that way. So I feel confident where I'm at, where we're at, and where we're headed. That's kind of the mentality we went into the last 2 weeks, is we still have everything in front of us. But now it's crunch time. Everybody's talking about playoffs, but that's when we need to have that, you know, singular focus, block out everything else, and realize that, you know, we need to take care of business one day and 1 week at a time.
This is a huge, huge game for Cleveland, because if they lose, what are they going to be, 6-7? Now, in that division, they're still viable. But what that tells you, if Baltimore beats them, gets a 9th win, they're at 6, they're not going to win the division. So they're vying for a wild card spot if Cleveland loses. Well, the problem with that is the wild card race, the teams they would battle for the wild card race would already have a 7th, and after this weekend, maybe an 8th win, like the Colts and the Chargers. So this is the season for Cleveland. Everything else doesn't matter. If they lose, they're done.
Because that's what Baker's talking about. You don't have to worry about the playoffs. Worry about the next game ahead of you.
Now, in the NFC, they'd be fine, because you could literally, Seattle's got 4 wins.
And it's still in it. Yeah. So the Browns' remaining schedule is the Ravens this weekend. Then they have, which they're favored by 2.5, according to Fox Bet. Then they have the Raiders at home. Then they're at the Packers, at the Steelers, and then they have the Bengals at home. So if you look at the schedules for the rest of the AFC North, Steelers have at the Vikings tonight, then Titans, Chiefs, Browns at Ravens.
What's the Ravens schedule?
at the Browns, then the Packers, at the Bengals, Rams, and Steelers.
Rams and
Steelers are at home.
The bottom line is they're all tough schedules. Cleveland season to me feels like this is it. Because if Baltimore's 8-4 goes to 9 and you're at 6, you're not winning the division. You are only a wild card team. And then you got to keep your eye on the Chargers. Oh, by the way, what if Buffalo beats Tampa, which I think this weekend, now they're a wild card team with 8 wins. So this is it, Cleveland. This is your season, and good luck to the quarterback kid.
Steph Curry is closing in on an NBA record. He made 6 three-pointers in last night's win over Portland, which put him only 10 away from breaking Ray Allen's all-time career record of 2,973. So his next chance to break it will be on Saturday when the Warriors travel to Philly to take on the Sixers. If he doesn't get 10 against the Sixers, then they have the Pacers on Monday. So essentially this weekend he will likely break Ray Allen's record. They are also 21-4, first in the West with the best record in the league. So individual statistics along with team wins.
Do you cheer every time a basket is made at an NBA game? I'm always amazed. If he hits a three, all the Golden State fans are like, yeah, I never cheered a game.
Well, you and I are a little different. We're a little jaded.
Am I jaded? I just don't want to put that kind of energy into it. That's a lot of energy to clap 68 times a game.
If you're a season ticket holder, you're like a Warriors mega fan. Yeah, like that's what you're there for.
I cheer every game, every basket by Steph Curry.
I'm not a cheer every.
I've never booed.
Every play.
I've never once in a game said these words. Boo!
Yeah,
I've never done that.
I can't.
I've never booed one time in my life. Am I jaded or are people out there?
No, I mean, you met like a crazy sports fan? This is what they do. Like they go to, right, like go to games and dress up and like put paint on their faces.
I like going to games with my arms crossed and analyzing.
Yeah, but this is what you do for a living. That's what I'm saying. Like you and I are like privileged and spoiled.
I am not spoiled.
Yes, we definitely are. We're definitely spoiled.
I am.
I will speak for myself. I am very, very spoiled.
I'm not. I eat chicken parm.
I've been to a lot of
pasta.
I've been to a lot of games.
I eat
you
regular.
You have the option of going to games. Like if someone offers you tickets, if you don't feel like leaving your house, you don't go. Right? Yeah.
Well, listen, Ryan goes, you have sushi and cocktails.
Yeah.
Not every night, like twice a week. Is that spoiled?
Yeah, I ate prosciutto and burrata and had a nice glass of $20 Chardonnay.
We are really not relatable to the American
in
public.
In the middle of the afternoon yesterday. So, yes, absolutely spoiled. I worked hard, but yes, definitely.
I don't like where this is going.
We live a caviar lifestyle. You a bit more than me, but still.
That's not true.
Tubs of caviar. When you go to Colin's house, he greets you with a tub of caviar.
I've had it one time my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, look, I'm not a big fan of it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, well, we set off firecrackers 4 nights a week at my house. We're very middle America. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Fight back against aging. M-Drive supplement for driven men boosts your healthy T levels. Visit mdriveformen.com. Free shipping. All right, so Joy, we're going to play a game called Quarterback Stat-a-cories?
Statagories.
Okay, so basically you're going to give me four quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all top four.
Yes.
In a certain category. And I have to guess what category. You give me multiple options.
Correct. The four quarterbacks are Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins, and Aaron Rodgers. Which category do these four lead the league in?
Passer rating, touchdown passes, or sacks? I'm going to go touchdown passes.
Passer rating.
Okay. Okay, I'm wrong on that one.
All right, moving on. The four quarterbacks are Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, and Josh Allen. What category do these four lead the league in?
Interceptions, passing yards per game, or touchdown passes. I'm going to go passing yards per game.
Touchdown passes.
Okay.
Brady has 34, four more than the closest player, had 40 all of last year, and still has five games left. Stafford, Herbert, and Allen follow in suit. Okay. All right. Four quarterbacks are Tom Brady, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, and Justin Herbert. Which category do these four lead the league in? Passing yards per game, pass attempts, or game-winning drives?
Pass attempts.
Passing yards per game. Brady has 314.3, second highest of his career.
All right.
All right. Four quarterbacks are Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Ryan Tannehill, Patrick Mahomes. Which category do these four lead the league in? Pass attempts, completion percentage, or interceptions?
Interceptions.
Correct. Burrow has 14. Had 5 in 10 games last year. Then Jackson has 13, Tannehill 13, and Mahomes has 12.
All right, got that one right.
You got one right. All right, the four quarterbacks are Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones, and Dak Prescott. Which category do they lead the league in? Yards per attempt, completion percentage, or turnovers?
Completion percentage.
Correct. Kyler is 72.2.
Good.
Highest since Drew Brees in 2019. Tua is 70.9. Jones is 70.3. And Prescott is 69%.
Okay, now I'm rolling. Two in a row.
All right. Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo, Joe Burrow, and Matthew Stafford. Which category do these four lead the league in? Rushing touchdowns, yards per attempt, or passer rating?
Yards per attempt.
Correct. Kyler is 8.9. Jimmy G has 8.3. Burrow 8.5. Sorry, Burrow 8.3. And Matthew Stafford is 8.2.
All right.
All right. Justin Herbert, Big Ben, Lamar Jackson, and Taylor Heineke.
I know this one. This is the one I know for sure.
What category do they lead the league in? Pass attempts, sacks, or game-winning drives?
Game-winning drives.
Correct.
That I knew.
Herbert and Ben are tied for 5. Roethlisberger's 5 are the most since his rookie year and tied for a career high.
The reason I knew that was because he doesn't lead in anything else, but he has had a very good. Now, some of that is they've been in kind of ugly, low-scoring games. But to his credit, he has been in big spots. I have never thought of Ben as clutch, but he's been clutch this year.
Well, he's a lot of experience.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Ryan Tannehill, and Sam Darnold.
Oh, boy.
Which category do these four lead the league in? Sacks, rushing touchdowns, or incompletions?
Now, this seems too easy. I'm going to say rushing touchdowns.
Correct.
Boom.
Hurts has 8, tied for 6 amongst any rusher, and 3 more than any other quarterback. Kyler has 5, Tannehill 5, and Darnold has 5.
So I've hit 5 in a row. It's like my blazing 5. It's heating up here in December, peeps.
All right, Taysom Hill, Taylor Heineke, Aaron Rodgers, and Daniel Jones. Which category do these four lead the league in? Receptions, incompletions, or rushing attempts?
Rushing attempts. What?
Receptions.
Well, that's a trick question. What, do they have 1? That's
Hill
stupid.
Hill has 4.
That's stupid.
Heineke has 1, Rodgers has 1, and Jones has 1.
These games, see, I have to control stuff, or we just goes off the rails with stupid questions.
I mean, it's...
So I went 5-4.
What did you say, rushing attempts?
Well, you know, I still can't get over this. The very first question was Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And what did they lead in? Passer rating?
Passer rating. Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford's up there in passer rating?
106.3.
Wow. All right.
Well, he does, you know, he does have Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods for a while.
Okay. So big game tonight. It's on Fox. It's a very promising network. They do good stuff. And Buck and Aikman. So we get Vikings. Don't win. Do win. absolutely in the thick of the NFC playoff picture. Believe it or not, they are. Lose, I think upstairs they make a decision. Mike Zimmer's in trouble. Steelers win doesn't necessarily change anything other than they've got a better chance to be a playoff team. But if they lose in that division, they can still win the division because I think Baltimore's going to lose to Cleveland this weekend.
Well, Cleveland is coming off of a bye.
Yes, and they're healthier.
Steelers have... They're the Titans and they're at the Chiefs. And then they finish with the Browns and Ravens.
I don't feel there's the urgency for Pittsburgh tonight. If they win, it doesn't guarantee anything. And if they lose, if Cleveland beats Baltimore this weekend, I think they will because Baltimore's literally falling apart physically and the Browns are off a bye and Pittsburgh's fine. But Minnesota is, I honestly feel like Mike Zimmer, you got to win this thing. It's a Thursday. Kirk Cousins isn't big in these games. He's not. It's a big standalone TV game. So that's why I like Pittsburgh. I think it's really close. I think it's one of these games on paper you wouldn't think is great, and I think it ends up being a really good football game. All right, for Joy and Ryan, that game we just played. We'll see you tomorrow. Speak for yourself next.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.